أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I decided because that we had yesterday to start the surah all over again. Ala barakatillah. So let's assume that you are starting Surah 2 Al-Anbiya again. Let's assume that we're starting Surah 2 Al-Anbiya again. So good practice for all of us. Al-Quran is a book that was meant to be recited and recited and recited. So Quranan is a continuous tense in Arabic. Let's break that down. For example, if I say ana ajur, I'm hungry. But if I say ana jaw'anun, that ends in alif and nun, it means I'm constantly in hunger. Ana atshanun, I'm constantly thirsty. Ana uryanun, I'm constantly in need of clothes. I'm naked or I need clothes. Let's put it in a simple way. So the same way Quran from Qura'a is something that you read and read and read. So linabda will be idni Allah ta'ala. Are we ready? MashaAllah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Surah Al-Anbiya. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون لاهية قلوبهم وأسروا النجوى لاهية قلوبهم وأسروا النجوى الذين ظلموا هل هذا إلا بشر مثلكم أفتأتون السحر وأنتم تبصرون قال ربي يعلم القول في السماء والأرض وهو السميع العليم بل قالوا أضغاث أحلام بل هو شاعر فليأتنا بآية كما أرسل الأولون ما آمنت قبلهم من قرية أهلكناها أفهم يؤمنون وما أرسلنا قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون وما جعلناهم جسدا لا يأكلون الطعام وما كانوا خالدين ثم صدقناهم الوعد فأنجيناهم ومن نشاء وأهلكنا المسرفين لقد أنزلنا إليكم كتابا فيه ذكركم أفلا تعقلون. Today I want to take it on a twist. Alhamdulillah, more people are joining us. We don't assume that everybody's at our level. So let's go today and take some basic rules of tajweed. If you have a pen and paper, let's put things down. We'll go over from the first part of the surah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It is common, and this is one of the feedbacks that we got from one of our friends who was listening in to say, okay, what about this? What about this? And this is exactly what we want. Our intention when we started was to help ourselves and our beloved ones. So we always want your feedback, and that's one of the reasons why we want you to join our network, so that if there's something we are not doing well or something that we can do better, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, these programs are for us. These days we are too busy and we don't have time for Allah. In the busy time, let's create some time, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour for Allah wa barakallahu fikum. It is common that people recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It is not Ra, it is Ra. Whenever there is letter Ra, it's called Tafkhimur Ra. Don't worry, you may not get all the rules in one sitting. I didn't get it in one sitting. I didn't get it in 1 year myself. So take it easy, slow down. Okay? Whenever there is a ra, there are two letters in Arabic language that has, or that both of them have anyway, have the sifa, the attribute of what we call at-tafkhimu wa at-tarqiq. Naturally, I mean, they have both. Some letters, when they carry sukun, we know sukun. Sukun is not a vowel in itself. It's like hanging there. It is not a, it is not e, and it is not u. Sukun is something that is from second. Something that is resting on another thing. What do we say? We say, Allah says in the Quran, Sakanan lahum. Sakan is like a place where you live. After the whole day of hard work, the place where you go and rest is called sakan. And it's the same root word of sakina. A sakina means what? Tranquility. So the letter is just resting there, it's not taking any vowel. So when this, we are talking of two letters in Arabic language. These two letters, there's a state where they will have tafkhim, and there is a state where they will have tarqiq. They are lam and ra. If that's the only thing you take from this class today, barakallahu fik. They are lam and ra. The rules of ra is even more complex. But let's take the basic one. Listen to me and listen carefully. If you have a ra or a lam with sukun, meaning that they are not stable, how you pronounce them will be determined by whatever letter comes before them. What does it carry? So let's make it simple. The way I like to take this is this. There are three vowels in Arabic language. Fatha, Kasra, and Dhamma. If you look at them visually, two of them are written up. Fatha and Dhamma are written above the letter. The Kasra is written below the letter. So it makes it simple. Whenever you see any of the vowels, because when you are reading the Quran, you are reading very fast. Whenever you see Ra with Sukun and you check the letter before it, if the sign is above it, which is either fatha or dhamma, you do what we call tafkhim. Tafkhim lughatan at-ta'zim. At-tafkhim lughatan at-ta'zim. It's like you are making it mighty, you are making it big. How does that apply practically? Listen and listen carefully. And that's why most of them, I'm particular about the sound. Let me crank this up. Okay, I think this is good. I will sound raw and lamb in two different ways. Let's pick raw in two ways. I want you to pay attention. You don't need to master Arabic to understand Tajweed. You only need to have ears to be able to listen, spot the difference. If I say Arra, I want you to practice it wherever you are. Practice it. Arra. Close your eyes. Pay attention. Try to put the image of the shape of your mouth in your mind. This is the fastest way that I know that it works. Arra. In your own mind, relate to yourself the situation that is happening in your mind. Try with your eyes closed. Try to envision the position of your mouth, the position of your palate, the position of your tongue in your mind. If that's difficult, you can walk and go and stand in front of a mirror and look at it, watch it. If you have this mental picture in your mind, it's going to help you every other time you find yourself in this situation. Understood? Arra. Ra, you see that your mouth is a bit open. The air in the mouth is not constricted. Arra, and it looks like your tongue is hanging in between your mouth. Ra, Rahman, radish. It doesn't even have to be Arabic. Rhyme. Which fatha, right? So remove the fatha now and let's go on sukun. R. Like that way. R. Hold it. Try to hold it. R. Hold it at that point. I want you to envision what's happening. R. You see that your tongue is hitting just behind your upper teeth. R. Oh God. If you're on, how do I say this? If you're on Facebook, I think the video is there. If you can see me, anyway, it's not difficult. Your tongue, the tip of your tongue is just hitting above or behind, hitting above and just behind or towards the end tail of the tail end of your upper gum, close to your frontal teeth. Like that. Practice it. Barakallah. If you sound it in that way, the fancy Arabic way of saying that is what is called tarqiqun. Tarqiq. Pay attention. I've not said the rules. Deliberately, I said something I want you to pay attention to. I said, pay attention to the sound. So, the way I've read it is the wrong way of reading it. Bismillah. Afwan. Arra. Was that not what I said? So, this is what a lot of people are used to. Reading tarqiq. R. When the letter you have before the ra is fatha or dhamma, like I said, is above. The right way of reading it is what I want to demonstrate to you now, which is called at-tafkhim, making it r. Like, what are you doing in reality? You are making your mouth like a hollow. I'm describing tafkhim now. You're making your mouth like a hollow, making a big cavity in your mouth. You are trying to lower your tongue. Like the plate of your tongue is low to create that kind of hollow and that kind of sound. The way Sheikh Ayman Suwayd Hafidhahullah Ta'ala describe it, and that's a, like he's an excellent teacher. It's like if you're standing under the dome inside of a mosque alone, if you make a sound, what will you hear? Tasma'u sada. You hear the echo. You hear the reverb. Something like that is what we are trying to reproduce. So pay attention and say, aru, 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 aru. You see that your tongue is a bit hollow in the middle. The tip of the tongue is rising a bit, but it's not hitting the former place. Aru, aru. And it looks like your mouth is a bit closed. Some people mistakenly describe tafkhim as closing your mouth. No, no, no. That is not a definition. Do you kind of close your mouth a bit? Yes, but that is not the definition. Because in some instances, when it comes to other letters and you perform this action of tafkhim, your mouth will not be like that. So it is an extra sifa, not the definition itself. The ulama of Arabic language have a very succinct way of thinking about definition. They say, At-ta'rifu jami'un mani'. A definition has to involve whatever is being defined and has to push away whatever does not belong to that category. So in this way, closing your mouth in that way is not part of the definition of tafkhim. I'm saying this because some people will understand their ustaz wrongly. And one day when they are teaching, they will say, your ustaz, my ustaz taught me this way. I didn't teach you that way. Astaghfirullah. This is Quran. This hassasiya fil Quran. The same way we pay attention to, the same way a medical doctor pays attention to a surgical procedure, the same way we should pay attention to the Quran. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ. Whoever honors the signs of Allah, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, is a sign that you have taqwa. So we don't take it with levity. Coming back to business. So the proper way of saying ra with sukun, when you have fatha or dhumma before it, is to make tafkhim. Arwa, arwa, arwa. Ra, not ra. Simple names, we say Rashid, we say Rashida. The best way to say it is Rashida. But slow it down, like I said the other time. The madaru tajweed, the sphere of application of tajweed does not go beyond the Quran. Your grandma, old grandma, is calling you Rashida. Now you say, grandma, no, I'm not Rashida, I'm Rashida. You are misapplying this thing. It's, you don't understand what you're doing. Are you reading Quran? Is your grandma reading Quran? Tajweed is applicable only to Quran. By lazim, meaning like compulsorily. In every other situation, it's optional. Okay? So the assignment for you is go and pick a page of the Quran. Maybe Juz Amma. Find all the ra there in the Quran. In that page. Check all the ones that have sukun. And observe them. It is not bad. I tell my student, whenever you are reading Quran to me, don't read Quran from your phone. No, no, no. Carry your Quran. Get a pencil. You can write on the Quran. Circle it. Star it. Put a slash. Put whatever sign that will make you to read the Quran properly. That is the Quran. Okay? Barakallahu fikum. Bismillahirrah. Hear Rahman al-Rahim. This gets people confused because in their mind, and I want you to pay attention to this again. Let me take a step back. We said if you have a ra with sukun and there is fatha or dumma before the ra, what do? We do tafkhim. We make it big. We make it fancy. We honor it. We make it come with that kind of echo. We make our tongue go, the middle of the tongue go down, the tip of the tongue rise and make a cavity in our mouth to give us that sound that you are hearing. Ooh, ooh, like that. And the opposite is true. Whenever there is kasra, This is just one of the rules anyway. I can't exhaust the rules of tafkhim or afra today. Usually, whenever there is kasra before we sukun, what do we do? We do tarqiq, which is rr, not rr, the first one that I described. If you look at Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim or Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, people think that, listen to me, Hir Rahman, he, that the Habib of the Rahman, that's a kasra. You get it? They assume that we should just do tarqiq. But it is not true. Why is it not true? The ra in Ar-Rahman is ra'un mushaddada. It's ra with shadda. And remember that when ra has shadda, there are two ra's there in reality. Hakada. There are two ra's there in reality. So it's like you are saying, hir rahmani. Hir rahmani. Ha kasra hi ra sukun hir. It is that one that you are doing tarqiq for. And because it's blended into the rahmani, the ra with fatha, it goes silent. Fahimtini? Understood? MashaAllah. Hir, ha kasra hi ra sukun hir. That one has tarqiq like you assumed. Then the ra fatha ra hasukun rah. That one has what? Has tafkhim. But because the ra with sukun is blended into the ra with tarqiqu, the one that sounds flat, so to say, is blended into the one that sounds, how do you say? You say heavy? MashaAllah. My people say heavy and light. I was not taught that way. Because the one that is flat, I like the word flat because it sounds flat. Let's borrow the word heavy. It's blended into something that is heavy. If you have something that is light and it's blended into the one that is heavy, which one will become manifest? The heavy one would take precedence. And that is why we say Bismillahirra, not Bismillahirra. For him to money, but if you get the gist, type in the chat. I want to see that I'm communicating. I'm a teacher, you know. Barakallahu fikum. When someone comes to us and says, I want to learn Tajweed, can I learn it in 4 months? And for the first week, we are battling with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He thinks we are joking. Now you understand, when you are watching Quran competition, and someone is, see, but the person read it very well, but they are giving the red light. These are kind of the things they want you to pay attention to. Some people will say, oh, even during the time of the Prophet, the stress was not this much. Who told you so? The Sahaba narrated the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the Quran. Say, kana yaqra'u al-fatiha wa kana yaqra'uha madda. He said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Unlike that. The same way a hadith was narrated to us. It's the same way that the Quran was narrated to us. Allah preserved the Quran. Kira'atan, Allah preserved the Quran in reading, in meaning, in the words, and in all ramifications. And Allah, by extension, protects the people of the Quran. So, Bismillahirrah, Hirrah, Ha, comes from where? The middle of the throat. Yeah, I know some people have difficulty pronouncing her. So, but we can give it a try. Ha, 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 ha. Look at it like you're giving that heavy breath. Ha, 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 ha. Don't overdo it. Take it slow. Take it easy. Barakallahu fikum. Rah, rah, rah. Maybe you need to start taking hot water now. Rah. The same way you do when you're panting. It requires you to sit properly. That's the first thing. You can't slouch. We need that your airway to open. We need that your chest to become clear. not it's not it is what it's pay attention that the sound is coming from the middle of your throat. Rah, rah, mashallah. Give it a try. Rah, rah, bismillahi, rah, 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 barakallahu fikum. Mani, rah, mani, mani is two count. Ma, ma, mani. Don't make it less and don't make it more. It's like you're saying, ma, 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 rah, ma, ma. That's enough. Rahmani rahim. Bismillahi rahman rahim. I think that's enough. Let's do something. Al-qafu. So we learn about ra. The same rule applies for lam. Allahu. Ah, because there's fatha before the lam, we say Allahu. In bismillah, did you say bismillahi? Some people, astaghfirullah. Knowledge is power. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Just say astaghfirullah. If you hear someone say bismillahi, there's nothing like that. There's nothing like bismillah. Because why? Who can tell me in the chat why? You can just type in the chat, and if you want to talk, you can just click the calling button. Make sure that there's no background noise because this is being recorded. Why is it wrong to say bismillah? Type in the chat or talk to me in the chat. Or dial in. Bismillah. Give me a reason. Let's make it interesting. Let's make it interactive. Anyway, I think I'm on my own today. Because lam has a last sound. Okay, why does it have a last sound? Why? Why? How do we know it's last sound and not law sound? What's the rule? That's what I'm trying to ask, mashallah. Let me give you the gist. It has to do with the fatha kasra wa dhumma that we said. You are looking at what comes before the lamb. In bismillah, mashallah. Not exactly. It's alif fatha. Yeah, it's a. But I said pay attention to the letter before the la. Before the lamb of Allah. The letter before it is kasra. Mil. Mil, mashallah, milla, mi is kasra. If I say Allahu, I'm sounding that hamza or that alif, so to say, in an official way of saying it with fatha. Allahu billahi. How do we say? We say, wallahi. Not wallahi. Wallahi. Listen to me. That's the easiest way to remember. Wallahi. Wa with fatha. Tallahi. Ta with fatha. We say, law. Thumma. After that, billahi. Not billahi. Bi. Because the kasra comes before Allah. So if you know, a lot of you who learn how to swear very well, wallahi tallahi, summa billahi. Aha. Master the rule in wallahi, tallahi, summa billahi, billahi. So, the fatha is in wallahi, fatha is in tallahi, even though it is makruh to swear. That is a fiqh ruling. You don't need to swear to anything. If people believe you, let them believe you. You have to be truthful enough that when you say yes, say, sister, swear by Allah. Say, I don't need to swear by Allah. Say, but how do we believe you? If you don't believe me as a Muslim, if I need to swear by Allah, then something is wrong. It's either I'm a liar or something is wrong. That's on this side, anyway. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So as we move forward, pay attention to all the raw and all the lambs in that position. Barakallahu fikum. The second rule we want to learn is the rule of qalqala. The rule of qalqala. Qalqala is a sound that sounds like you have, كيف نقول هذا, like you have hot water in a pot, and the water is high so much that when the water is boiling, it is hitting the cover of the pot. That sound is similar to what we refer to as what? As al-qalqala. In English, I've heard the English people say, because English is not my first language, say it's like a bouncing sound. It's like a what? Like a bouncing sound. It appears in five letters. Admin, help me type the letters in the chat. The five letters of qalqala as I pronounce them. It is mahsuratun fi qawlihim qutubu jadd. Qutubu jadd. Qaf. Ta. Ba. Jim. And dal. Qutubu jadd. Qutbu as in a pole. Qutbu jadd. MashaAllah. Barakallahu fikum. Qaf. Iq. You can say iqtarabalin nasi hisabuhum. But you are putting more emphasis on the qaf, especially in two situations. When do we pronounce this? When he has sukun. When any of these letters has sukun. I will say in one situation, if I want to confuse you. In one situation, when it has sukun. The sukun can be sukunun asliyun, can be an original sukun or a forced sukun. So it's all sukun. Fixed sukun, fake sukun. No, I don't want to say fake sukun. I don't agree. Represented sukun. Represented sukun. Masha Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Different kind of words. What matters to me is that you get what you were saying. Sukunun asli is that one that you have sukun written on it like that. Sukun can happen from al-waqf. When you are stopping on a letter, you are forcing a sukun to happen there. If you read Surah Al-Fatiha, for example, Allah says, "A'udhu billahi min shaitan jim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim." If you read your Quran, what you have is "Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin," known with fatha. But I don't know anybody who reads it like that. "Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, ar-rahmanir rahim, maliki yawmiddin." No. Everybody reads the fancy way of saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Why did you say mean and not mean? And the fatha is there. So لأن العرب لا تقف على الحركة. Arabs don't stop on haraka, on fatha kasra or dhamma. They will force a sukun. So in the same way, if you find any of these five letters, at the end, because you are stopping there, you are forcing a sukun to happen there. That's the second situation. The third situation is when you have this, any of these five letters carrying a shadda. Absolutely. In the shadda, there is a sukun. Absolutely. If you break it down, like we explained in Ar-Rahman. Like that. If you want to get the details of this, we may need to go into the like a physical classroom where we do back and forth, but alhamdulillah. Mostly, many people learn the theory of Tajweed, but until you read to a teacher, and a teacher certifies you, this mashallah recitation is good, thank you. Iqtaraba lin-nasi. I can tell you 10 mistakes people make with qalqala, that we said. One of it that is very common that I remember is when people say, "Iqtaraba lin-nasi hisabuhum." They put a small waqf, a sakta. They put a small pause between the half of the qala and the next letter. Listen again. Iqtaraba lin-nasi. No, iqtaraba is one word. So how do you make it that you are sounding the qalqala? You are not making any pause, even if it's a slight pause between the letter. You need to read to someone who will say, no, make it faster. Make it stick. Iqtaraba, 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 not iqtaraba, not iqtaraba. Some people will say, iqo, that's extreme qalqala. Iqo is not iqtaraba. La, la, la. That's what happens from when you are listening. And sometimes, this may sound very funny. Some of the popular reciters of the Quran are not free from error. They are human. Not all the recitations of Quran that you have recorded in studio by popular reciters are 100% bad. The same way I read sometimes to you and I make mistake. But knowing that you're making mistake makes sense than assuming that you're not making mistake. If you know that you're making mistake, you can go over it and correct it. Allah barakatillahi. Anyway. اقتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ. Simple. اقْتَ and the raw that we have there is اقْتَرَبَ. In some, and the riwayah that we are reading is riwayah to Hafs and Asim. When you go to other riwayats, you can have a different way, especially with the raw. اقْتَرَبَ. اقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ. Another rule is nono mushadada. This is the simplest rule that I know. Anywhere in the Quran that you find known with shadda, you nasalize. What does that mean in a simple way? You have to sound it half of the time with your nose. I want that sound to come from your nostrils. Lin. I wish you can see me. Lin-nasi, lin-nasi, lin. I'm holding my tongue, locking it to my upper palate. Lin. I'm extending it unofficially to make you hear it. The rest of the sound you're hearing from my nose, how do you know? I'll try now along the line to block my nostrils and you'll see that, wow, so the sound was actually coming from his nose. اقترب لن. You can see that. اقترب لن. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة منه معرضون. حسابهم وهم في غفلة. الغين is sounded from the upper part of the throat. If you are a guy, you are a man, just above your Adam's apple. That's where ghain is coming from. It's not humfi ga, it's not gaflatin. Ga, you're sounding with your mouth, and that is not ghain. Ghain is from the throat. Gha, exactly like you are gargling water. Fi gha, fi gaflatin. It's difficult to start with. Whenever you reach ghain, try to raise your neck up a bit. Hum fi gha is easier that way. Because if you are not used to it, you feel like you want to choke. You feel like you really want to choke. So it's tricky. So if you are new to it, whenever you're approaching a ghain, just raise your head a bit so that you're not choking. وَهُمْ فِي غَ And don't overdo it. It's simple. Don't say وَهُمْ فِي غَ No, you don't need that. وَهُمْ فِي غَ هُمْ Take it slow. وَهُمْ فِي غَ غَفْ غَفْ غَ Easy. بارك الله في الجميع. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْ غَفْلَةٍ غَفْلَةٍ تِمْ مُعْرِضُونَ Meme again. It's the same rule with noon. I said those are the simplest rules that I know in Tajweed. Noon with shadda, you say لِنَّاسِ And meme with shadda, the same one, is the fullest of غُنَّ. The fullest. مُعْرِضُونَ And that one is even more easier because already meme, you're putting your lips together. Try that. Are we together? Mashallah. Try it. Put your lips together when you're saying, say, timmu. Timmu aridun. Timmu. So where is the sound coming from? From your nose. Absolutely. From your nostrils. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ timmu aridun. Ayn is a bit difficult because you're going deep. Where is ayn coming from? The lowest part of the throat. Mashallah. Makharij. If you see me, if you see your collarbone, is that what it's called? The one on the front of your neck? Just a bit above that. That is where Ayn is coming from. No, sorry. You're confusing me. It's in the middle of the throat. Ayn and Ha. Hamzun fahaun, hamzun fahaun, summa aynun ha'u muhmalatani, summa ghaynun kha'u. Al-Imam al-Jamzuri makes that easy. Say hamzun, hamza fahaun, and ha are coming from just above that your collarbone, from the lowest part of the throat. What is hamzun? It sounds ah, the normal ah sound. Adi, ah, aperture, ah, ah. Don't force it. Ah, 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 ah. That way. And haun. Allah, hu, huwa, hakadha. Hirun. Is coming from that part. Then Aynun and Ha are coming from the middle part of your throat. And what? And Ha, Ha. How do you know this? Close your eyes. It's simple. Place your full hand, your fist, is this your foot? Your palm, the inner part of your hand, place it on your neck. Feel it when you're pronouncing ha, ha. Or you want to try the other way. Put two fingers. When you're sounding ha, try the upper part of your throat. Ha, ha. If you don't feel it there, go to the middle part of your throat. Ha, ha. I want you to sense the vibration. Go to the lower part of your throat. Ha, ha. You look at the point where the vibration is the maximum. You would see that. Ha. And ah are coming from that middle part of the throat. It's very practical. So وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ Al-Dad is the most difficult letter to be pronounced in Arabic language. And that is why the Arabs will say what? When they praise, they will say لُغَةُ Bod. لُغَةُ Bod. لُغَةُ Bod. It is even said that if you don't, like if not that an Arab man teaches you how to sound bad, or someone who is an expert, you cannot naturally know how to pronounce sound without being taught. And that's why Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we will never cease to talk about, is described as what? أَفْضَلُ مَنْ نَتَقَ بِالضَّادِ أفضل صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أفضل من نطق بالضاد. The best person who has, someone who has not gone to Arabic school say, oh, maybe he's checking ChatGPT. He will say, أفضل من نطق بالضاد means the best person who has ever pronounced ضاد. Oh, you don't get what it is. You are missing the gist. Yes. What they mean is what? The best person who has ever spoken Arabic. Easy. This is contextual meaning. This is real meaning. This is not ChatGPT or dictionary translation. Barakallahu fikum. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ مُعْرِضُونَ الضَّاد مُعْرِضُونَ الضَّاد not مُعْرِضُونَ. If you're saying مُعْرِضُونَ, you are sounding dull. And you are corrupting the meaning of the Quran. By saying مُعْرِضُونَ is not مُعْرِضُونَ. It is مُعْرِضُونَ الضَّاد مُعْرِضُونَ. I think we are past our time. I'm tempted to translate this verse of the Quran. Allah says, "Iqtaraba," because we said one of the names, even though it's contestable, of this surah is Surah Iqtaraba. Iqtaraba. La ilaha illallah. Arabic language is very powerful. If you say qaruba, qaruba means it is close to you. But when you say iqtaraba, it's another form of verb. Like it is gradually happening. I don't think English has that tense. I doubt it. Iqtaraba. Permit me to speak in my mother tongue, Yoruba language. Inkanye onsumanya, konje ko suma, onsuma. It's like taking a step, getting closer, and yet another step to get closer, and yet another step getting closer. Like, I don't want to use the word, it's not creeping on you, but it's coming to you like gradually. That sometimes if you're not paying attention, it looks like it's still. Mashallah. If you have driven in the highway before, if you're not paying attention, if you're going at the same speed with the car ahead of you, it looks like you are both walking still. No. It's just because you are moving at the same speed. As he is moving, taking one step forward, you are taking another step forward. So it looks like you are still. That is what iqtaraba means. Something is getting close to you, but because of the way and manner in which it's getting close, you are not paying attention that it is getting close. Iqtaraba. Allah says, iqtaraba linnasi hisabuhum. Allahu Akbar. This is a favorite ayah or surah of my late brother, Allah yarhamuhu. I remember him. May Allah grant him Jannah. اقترب للناس حسابهم. It's gradually getting close to people. حسابهم. They are reckoning. You know, we get so busy in the world, like we forget that we're going to account for our lives. Subhanallah. Allah says, ah, because you are not seeing it. It's coming from a distance, but not seeing it does not mean it's getting closer to people. حسابهم. They are recording. وهم في غفلة. Allah. And they are in what? غفلة. How do we translate غفلة in English? غفلة. Like you are oblivious of it. You are heedless of it. You are not conscious of it. You are not aware of it. So I was not aware. Not being aware does not mean you are ignorant. Not being aware does not mean that you are stupid. Not being aware does not mean that you are not educated. It's just like your consciousness was not with you. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ. هُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ. Something is happening and you are not paying attention. Wow, I didn't see that. So Allah is calling our attention that, oh, this your hisab, the day of Qiyamah, is getting close to you. Wahum fi ghaflah, but you are heedless. You must say, but I don't know. Allah says, mu'ridun, you are turning away. It looks like these two words are against each other. No. You are not, for you to be conscious, you have to engage in act of consciousness. You can't stay lukewarm. You are not doing anything to raise your consciousness. So if you are not acting towards improving your consciousness, you are heedless. Someone is on the highway and you plug in a big headphone and you say, I was not aware that the car is coming, approaching you. Why? Because what? You put something above your ears. So Allah says, Antum mu'ridun. You are turning against it. By what? By the actions that you engage yourself in. You fill your mind with dunya. You don't pay attention to the Quran. You don't enjoy in the company of dhikr. You don't visit the people who will remind you of Allah. You're always pursuing dunya, 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 amassing wealth. وَحُبُّ الدُّنْيَا تُنْسِيكَ الْآخِرَةِ. If everything you have in your mind is dunya, 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 it will make you forget the akhirah. أَلْهَاكُمْ وَالتَّكَاثُرُ هَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِلِ نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ جَلَّ فِي عُلَى أَنْ يَفْتَعَ عَلَيْنَا فُتُوحَ الْعَارِفِينَ. It is easy to say, I'm not, وَلَا أُزَكِي نَفْسِي. I'm not saying I'm better than you. I'm only reminding myself. And that is why, when we come together to read the Quran and study the Quran, it becomes a dhikr for us, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu jalla fi ulahu an yu'allimana ma yanfa'una wa an yanfa'ana bima 'allamana wa an yarzuqna al-'ilma an-nafi'. Allahumma اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أهزاننا وذهب همومنا وغمومنا. اللهم علمنا منه ما جهلنا وذكرنا منه ما نسينا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار. وصل اللهم وبارك على رسول الله. It is more than important for me to remind you to join us at the same time tomorrow بإذن الله تعالى to spread the message, share it, let many other people benefit. Don't be shy. The same way you share funny things on your statuses, on your walls, if you come here and you like this, let's make it. Maybe Allah will look at us with His mercy and say, oh, even though they are sinners, they help other people to get close to Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. See you soon, inshallah.